Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the On My Mind podcast, a podcast where we talk about what's on our mind and how it impacts our day. So we want to keep good things on our mind so we have good days. My name is Remy Keen, and I'll be your host along this journey where we talk about everything we can, mostly focused on Jesus. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me, and he plays a huge role in my happiness and my overall joy in life. So he'll be a main topic, and I'm happy for that. So we just got done with the identity series, but I feel like I just want to talk a little bit more about it still. Man, I'm so passionate about you knowing your identity and being established in it, because it really puts in your mind good things. It brings to your mind the good things you need to keep on your mind, right? Scripture will help you with that also. So being established in your identity absolutely helps you realize what you're not as well as what you are. Now that we know what we are, who we are in Jesus, we can know things. And I have a list of things that basically you may feel sometimes about yourself. But the good news is that God will never say this about you. God will never say these things about you. Jesus will never give up on you. He never stops loving you. Nothing can separate you from the love of God, according to the Bible. Keep that in mind. But at times when you fail, you may feel worthless. You are worthless is something you would hear. That is an attack from the enemy. Whether that enemy is yourself or the devil or doubts and fear, whether it's other people, whether it's whatever it is, whatever sort of voice is talking to you, that is spiritual warfare going on, because we war not against flesh. You shouldn't think that we're warring against any human, even if a human said it to you. Ultimately, we're warring against things that are not of this world, that things that are in the spirit. So you need to put on that mindset and realize that God has good things for you, no matter how you feel about it. If you feel like you are worthless, you should know that you are not. You are valuable. And we covered that, right? We covered that in the identity, but sometimes saying the opposite really causes you to think about it and apply it to your mind. You can say you're valuable all the time, right? I have value. I have worth. But when you actually put it in the opposite, it's like, I feel worthless, right? I feel unworthy. I feel worthless. I feel not good enough. That is a lie. That is not true. If you're in Jesus, if you're in Christ, you are a new creation. God has forgiven you and established you in the family in unity with God. So he looks at you and sees Jesus. He looks at you and sees you and what Jesus paid for by reuniting you together with him. So if you ever feel like you are worthless, that's a lie. That's not the case. I want to move on. You are a failure. If you feel like you're a failure, you're not. You can fail. You will fail. That's a given, right? That's human life. That is just what we face every day. It's just something you're going to experience, and that's okay. The good news about that is that God doesn't mind that you fail. God will be there to help you get back up and get back on the horse. And you may feel like you're just the biggest failure. And why do you keep on going? Why do you keep doing what you're doing? And it's because you know that you can know, at least, that Jesus paid for your failure. Jesus paid for all that to be cleaned away. And you're not a failure. God uses you and has a purpose for you. I shouldn't say uses necessarily. God has chosen you. God has called you. God has helped you and anointed you to do things. God will direct you and let you choose things in your life that are good and for him. So choose those things. if you fail and you feel like, man, I'm just a failure, get back up and realize that God has better things for you and just keep going. Don't let it, like, I used to think I had to build and build and build and build, and then if I failed, I started back over. Don't feel that way. God is not about, like, earning anything. You don't have to earn it anymore. Jesus paid for it, so you don't have to earn it. No man can boast in what we've been given in this reward of eternal life with Him. So don't boast in it. Or you may also feel like, I got what I deserved. I've even caught myself saying this recently, and I had to be like, no, because honestly, Jesus took what I deserved. Jesus already took it, so I don't deserve it anymore because He paid for it. So you don't reap anything basically wrong for what you're doing because Jesus paid for that. You got what you deserved, quote unquote. Like when your life goes bad, things like that, you're blessed. You are so lucky to have the life that you have and to be able to do the things you get to do. So just because something goes wrong or something might not be the way that you wished it was, count the blessings that you actually do have. Goodness, that's just so good. Think about the blessings you actually have and recognize that you're way more blessed than other individuals. But you know what? They're blessed too. If they have faith in Jesus, we just have so much reward. We don't know how blessed we are. I really think that it's hard to fathom and something we should actually think about. So today, in your journey, in wherever you are, I want you to challenge yourself to realize that you are worthy and you are valuable. You're not worthless. I want you to realize that you are not a failure. You are successful and blessed. And lastly, that you deserve life, that you deserve greatness because Jesus took what you deserved. You don't have to earn it. You just have to believe and receive in faith in Jesus. So I hope this blessed you today. If it did, please share it with someone that can benefit from it. That's why I share this. I hope to just bless someone out there with this good news. And guys, it's easy to feel like you don't have hope or you don't have anything. And that's how the enemy will trick you into that mindset. But instead, establish yourself in your identity and stop that negative talk, negative self-thought. Man, I just deserve it. Or man, I'm worthless. Or man, I'm a failure. Don't say that about yourself anymore. Stop yourself if you do say it or you think it and correct yourself. Actually, God says I'm worthy. Actually, God says I'm blessed. Actually, God says that Jesus took what I deserved so I don't have to take it. That I'm blessed now because I don't deserve a failure life. I don't deserve to live a worthless life. I get to be blessed throughout. And yeah, you're going to face hard times and trials, right? But keep those things on your mind. Keep those things in your thoughts today and going forward in your life. I truly hope this was beneficial. Thank you so much for taking time to check out our YouTube and check out our podcast wherever it's at. Guys, the only way this gets out and gets further is if you share it. So I really appreciate you taking that extra moment to share it, and it's totally free to share it with someone else. If you have time, make sure to rate the podcast. That does a lot of cool things in the background for the algorithm, and it may become like a suggested podcast. That would be super awesome. But because ultimately, my goal is not to be famous, and I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect or have everything down, but I am journeying through life and I face some stuff. And if I can share my positivity with you one day and it impacts your life for the better and it changes your life for good, that's my goal. And I hope I've done that today. But anyway, I really appreciate you stopping by. Share the podcast. Have a wonderful and blessed day.